that kind of seemed to have you guys bottled up for most of that first half, and then all of a sudden, get two scores and jump into the half. Just what kind of turned it around?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was we had a good game plan. You know, they just did some things early that got to us, and we just knew we just had to weather the storm, keep our poise, and we knew the plays would be they'd be there, and we kind of just started clicking. So again, we just knew we had to just weather that storm, stay together, and we made the plays.
Carson, on the touchdown pass to Clement, can you walk us through the play and what read was?
Yeah, he's kind of like number three in the progression. He was actually just supposed to be in the flat, but it was kind of a broken play at that point when I stepped up, and he just turned up, and I got it to him.
How'd you get away from the defenders on that third and eight that became a 17-yard screen?
Not really sure. I think the pocket just collapsed, but I think everyone was still engaged with their guy, so I knew I just had to get away, and I don't think ever got their hands really on me.
Carson, you changed the play on the angle of touchdown. What is it that you saw, and why did you think that was going to be a favorable matchup?
Yeah, you know, that's just some kind of every week. Sometimes when we go that no huddle and they give us a different look, coach kind of gives me the freedom to get us out and get us into something else. And we saw a matchup there, and we exploited it.
Back to the touchdown to Clement, what exactly happened there? How could you see him from where you were?
I don't really know. But you step up, and at that point it just comes into make a play mode. And there's a lot of bodies in the middle of the field, so I knew he was out there one-on-one with the linebacker, and he did his job and kind of just turned up field and made a play.
What was the message after the slow start, and how were you able guys to turn?
Yeah, we just kept saying, hey, just stay together, weather the storm. Because, again, when the two teams like this know each other so well, they made their plays early. We knew we would get our shot to make our plays, and that's what we did.
The slow start, it was tempo that picked you up. Yep. What is it about that gets you guys going?
Yeah, it's just something I think we do a good job of. I think it's able to I can see the play as well. If there's something I don't like, and coach can also still, if we're heading the play clock, he can still kind of radio in a play if he doesn't like it too. And it just kind of gives us an opportunity to just put our let our guys make plays. Let our guys make plays, and sometimes it simplifies things, and sometimes that can help.
After JP went down, you were able to greet the Custer family. Can you talk about how special that was?
Yeah, I actually met them or saw them before the game, talked to them for a while, saw them again after the game, finally got the touchdown pass to Ertz, finally got the ball to them after half. They're just a special family in that, it is definitely has impacted me in a big way all the way back in the spring, and then that story obviously yesterday. Yeah, it was definitely moving, and I was thrilled that they could be here. And the youngest one, that was his first Eagles game, so I told him he better keep coming back.
Do you feel Lucas in this game?
I feel Lucas all the time. You know, it's always nice just to have him on my wrist, and just it's a constant reminder that it's so much bigger than football. And he's just always, I've just been praying for that family, praying for them for a long time. And it's a very moving story, obviously, and it's pretty cool to be able to be in this position and make that impact.
One hand, Carson, you're 6-1 right now. On the other hand, you saw Jason Peters and Jordan Hicks go down. How are you feeling with this injury?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. We've dealt with injuries. We've had adversity all year. Two of our guys like that I'm really close to, it's tough. I don't really know the extent of the injuries, so we'll have to wait and see. All I know is we'll be praying our tails off for them, and hopefully we get a good report.
So JP went down. They seemed like the emotion was sort of sucked out of the building for a little bit. What was it like in the huddle after that, and how important was it that you guys scored there?
Yeah. When a guy like Jason Peters goes down, the crowd was chanting his name. He's a legend around here. He's a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer, and, we love that guy. He means a lot to us, and, he was, as we were going out, he was starting to tell Coach Stout to tell Big V a certain thing against a certain guy. He didn't even care. He was just trying to coach and just help us out to find a way to win, and that's just the type of guy he is. So that'll be a big loss for us. It was a big loss for us tonight, but Big V stepped up, and hopefully we get a good report on that.
I hear people say all the time that as players get experience in the NFL, the game slows down. Is that the case for you? And can you just kind of walk us through what that really means from your perspective?
Yeah, it's definitely real. Last year, just kind of thrown in the fire 8 days before the season, and I thought I was prepared, but it's just when you have a whole off season together as the starter, going all the way back to OTAs with the receivers, with everybody, kind of get on that same page, and then to have some more input in the offense each week, and just Coach Peterson and I are on the same page so well. So just to have that kind of whole off season together, it's really paid dividends for us.
Do you feel like you're in some kind of a zone right now?
I feel good. You know, I do feel good. There's always plays every game, every week that you want back, and I feel confident in all the guys. You know, that I just got to get the ball to them and let them make plays, and we're picking up some big chunks down the field, and guys are winning, and I'm just putting it there.
You threw touchdown passes to Matt Collins and Corey Clement, so did you kind of feel like you pretty much throw the ball to anybody?
Yeah, I just have a ton of confidence in our guys. You know, we have – that's something that makes, I think, our offense tough to defend, is that we got guys kind of everywhere that can step up and make plays. You know, I think Torrey was tired, and Mac just stepped right in and got the home run ball there. And, again, that's just that depth that we have and that ability to just spread the ball around makes us tough to defend.
Can you completely show the slide?
Slid, kind of. It's like a slide dive thing, yeah.
But I mean, is that going to be the approach moving forward? I mean, like, do you feel like you get more yards by going forward rather than giving yourself up?
Yeah, there's a time and place for sure. There's a time and place. I think I did have the one slide early, so there's a time and place. Time and place to go out of bounds, all those things. So just got to be smart.
Max made plays. He made them in the preseason. He made a couple against Carolina. What is he? I mean, most people don't know about him nationally. Yeah. They did tonight. I mean, they saw him ride his bike to work, but he goes and makes that play down the field. What does he have that allows him to make some play down the field?
Yeah, first of all, he's a really smart guy. So he can kind of get plugged in at X, at Z, at F. And every time he's in there, it seems like he just makes plays. You know, he does a great job in the run game with run blocking. We can kind of put him on some linebackers and do some different things. But when he's in there, he just makes plays. He finds a way to get open, and he's effective. And I don't think a lot of teams really respect that or know that about him. So he's just a big weapon for us when we need a guy. He can just step in and kind of be anywhere.
Every week Nelson Aguilar has made a big play for this team. So what's made the difference? Going back to OTAs, everybody said that he was getting better. What's made the difference for him? Is it just working with him?
His confidence. Definitely his confidence. And just kind of everybody around him instilling that confidence in him. You know, I think last year those were some things. We always knew he had the physical abilities. Just sometimes his confidence would waver, and just bringing in some other guys, kind of taking some pressure off and just letting him go out and play. You know, I think we're all just really happy for him because he's one of the hardest working guys we've ever been around. Thanks, everybody.
All right.